ジャパニーズポット101.com、うん、
Maybe。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 12 Nihongo Dojo Meet the Parents. Have you seen our garden?
Have you seen our garden?
That is the title of today's lesson. I think it'll become apparent once we kind of delve into the lesson.
庭見ましたか?
Have you seen the garden? So, welcome back to JapanesePod101.com. Now, Naomi-sensei, what happened in the previous lesson?
Haruya wa Miu no uchi ni imasu. Haruya is in a Miu's house.
He's visiting his girlfriend's parents' home again. Now, in today's lesson,
お父さんが帰ります。
Dad's coming home again.
はい。
And if you remember from last lesson, he invited in the eligible bachelor he would like his daughter to see.
はい。
So, the focus of this lesson is?
手ください again. But this time, the construction with class 3 verbs.
The conversation takes place at?
天童さんのうち。The family Tendo's place.
The conversation is between Haruya and his girlfriend's father.
Raizo to Haruya desu.
The boyfriend and the father. So they're speaking formal Japanese.
So desu.
Now, don't forget you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have any questions or some feedback, please leave us a comment.
Very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com, click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
Feedback とコメントを書いてくださいね。
So please give us lots of feedback. All right, let's have a listen to today's lesson.
ただいま。
お父さん、僕たちの結婚許してください。
なんだ君は。
天童社長。天童社長。
ゆきおくん、ちょっと待ってください。君、困るよ。はい、これ。君、この靴を持って、ちょっとこっちへ来て。早く、こっち来て。はい、君の上着、これ着て、ベランダに出て。はい、さようなら。帰って。
お父さん!お父さん、開けてください。何ですか？説明してください。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ただいま。
お父さん、僕たちの結婚を許してください。
なんだ君は。
天童社長、天童社長。
幸男くん、ちょっと待ってください。君、困るよ。はい、これ。君、この靴を持って、ちょっとこっちに来て。早く。こっち来て。はい、君の上着、これを着て、ベランダに出て。はい、さようなら。帰って。
お父さん、お父さん、開けてください。何ですか？説明してください。
今度は英語が入ります。
ただいま。
I'm home.
お父さん、僕たちの結婚許してください。
Mr. Tendo, please permit us to get married.
なんだ君は。
What are you doing here?
天童社長、天童社長。
Mr. Tendo.
ゆきおくん、ちょっと待ってください。
Yukio-kun, wait a moment, please.
君、困るよ。
You're making me look bad.
はい、これ。君、
この靴を持って。ちょっとこっちへ来て。早く、こっち来て。
Here, take these shoes. Come over here.
はい、君の上着、これ着て。ベランダに出て。
Here's your jacket. Put this on. Go out onto the veranda.
はい、さようなら。帰って帰って。
Goodbye. Go home. Go.
お父さん、お父さん、開けてください。何ですか？説明してください。
Mr. Tendo, Mr. Tendo, please open the door. What's going on? Please explain to me.
ハルヤさんはダメですね。
え？ダメ？本当？ What do you mean?
ダメな男ですね。Like, I don't think he's a really worthwhile guy.
そうかな。でもまあ、いや、ライゾー was saying, はい、さよなら、帰って帰って。So, Haria's action probably upset Lizo.
Yeah, again, take two. So he's, I don't know, he's had a couple too many chances. I understand where the dad's coming from.
かわいそう、Haria-san.
かわいそう。Great word. Poor Haria. But he's kind of, he brought it upon himself. But what I want to look at here is, he says, sayonara, 帰って。
帰って。
This is short for what expression?
帰ってください。
帰って、帰って is short for the expression, please go home.
帰ってください。
And the return request from Haria was?
開けてください。説明してください。
Please open up. Please explain. But it's fascinating here because they're going back and forth. So all we really have, if you translate it directly into English, is please return. And who's being asked to return? It's all taken from the context of the conversation. 開けてください. In English, it translates to please open. But we would need the object. Please open the door. Please open the window. But in Japanese, it can all be inferred.
そうですね。ドアを開けてください。窓かな in this case? He's on a balcony?
Naomi-sensei, I don't even know. I only really care about the Japanese. From a linguistic perspective, it's a very rich story.
あ、そうですか。
It's kind of like too much is going on. Like a Hollywood movie. But that's what's very interesting about Japanese, that the speaker can apply things based on the context.
そうね。説明してください。In here, again, the object is omitted.
Yeah.
Oh, 面白い。
Okay, let's have a look at some of the vocab. First word.
許す。
To permit, to allow.
許す。許す。
Next.
僕たち。
We, us.
僕たち。僕たち。
Next.
困る。
To be worried.
困る。困る。
Next.
待つ。
To wait.
待つ。待つ。
Next.
靴。
Shoes.
靴。靴。
Next.
持つ。
To carry, to hold.
持つ。持つ。
Next.
上着。
Coat, jacket.
上着。上着。
Next.
着る。
To wear, to put on.
着る。着る。
Next.
ベランダ。
Balcony.
ベラン ダ, ベランダ。
Next.
出る。
To leave, to go out.
出る、出る。
Next.
説明。
Explanation.
説明、説明。
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a closer look at some of the words and expressions used in this conversation. What do we have first?
僕たち。
We, or us, depending on the context of the sentence.
たち is a suffix, right?
Which is attached to a personal pronoun or proper nouns and makes the preceding noun plural.
例えば、私。
I or me
becomes 私たち。
We or us.
あなた。
You.
It's singular, right? あなたたち。
You, plural.
子供。
Child, kid.
子供たち。
Children.
あの人。
That person.
あの人たち。
Those people.
And you can even say 天道さんたち。
Mr. Tendo and others.
はい。
Next we have?
説明。
Explanation.
When you put する or をする, it becomes a verb to explain. 説明する
And する is one of the class three verbs we're going to look at today. But this is a very common pattern. There's a noun, and when you attach する or をする, it becomes a verb.
テニスをする
To play tennis. And finally we have
君
You. This is a very informal way to refer to someone. You have to be very careful when using this. We don't really recommend it. In today's conversation, Tendo-san, he used this towards Haruya, and he really doesn't like Haruya. But when you're older, you can refer to people younger than you as this, and it would be okay, but you can't. You can never, never go the other way. So until you really kind of mastered the different levels and politeness levels in Japanese, we definitely don't recommend you using it. But if you watch manga or you read comics, you probably come across this quite a bit.
そうですね。My male friend often used this.
Yeah.
あんまり私は好きじゃないですけどね。
So, it's good to know, but not good for use right now. That's our kind of recommendation. Okay, on to today's grammar point. Class 3 verbs, irregular verbs. Nami-sensei, what are the two key class 3 verbs?
する
To do.
And 来る
To come. Now, we're going to go over the te form of first to do. する becomes?
して
So you can see it's a complete change. Nothing remains from the original two hiragana characters, する. する completely changes to?
して
So what's the verb to explain?
説明する
This changes to?
説明して
This is the te form of a verb, and today we looked at the te form of a verb plus?
ください
So please explain it is?
説明してください
Next we have?
来る to come
And the te form is?
来て
Again, nothing similar to the first part. Now, what is kind of interesting is both する and 来る, they change toThe E column, suru is shite, shi, and kuru is ki. So if that helps you remember a little mnemonic, maybe that'll help, but probably you could just memorize them.
そうですね。Only two exceptions, so it's not too bad.
Now, when would we use the te form of kuru? Do you have an example?
早く来てください。
Please hurry up and come. Please come quickly.So again, this one's a little tricky to use right now because you have to be in the location to use 来てください. But later on, you'll see how useful the te form of 来る can become. Okay, so Naomi-sensei, how would you like to recap all of our te form lessons?
Probably how to make a cup of ramen.
So basically, we were lying to you in the first two. Yeah, we're going to teach you how to make a cup of ramen. Okay, today we're going to give you the real way to make it. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
蓋を開けてください。お湯を入れてください。蓋を閉めてください。3分待ってください。蓋を開けてください。混ぜてください。混ぜる is to mix. はい、食べてください。
Now, if you didn't catch that, be sure to check out the PDF.
今日の PDF を見てください。
Then...
また、japanesepod101.com を聞いてください。
From there?
日本語を勉強してくださいね。
And?
コメントをしてください。
Please leave us a comment. And finally,
www.japanesepod101.com に来てください。
Now, if you didn't catch those, they're written up in the PDF. Stop by, ask us a question, leave us a comment. That is going to do it for this lesson.
じゃあ、また聞いてください。
ただいま。
お父さん、僕たちの結婚許してください。
なんだ君は。
天道社長。
ゆきおくん、ちょっと待ってください。君困るよ。はいこれ、君、この靴を持って、ちょっとこっちへ来て。早くこっち来て。はい、君の上着、これ着て、ベランダに出て。はい、さようなら、帰って。
お父さん、 開けてください。何ですか？説明してください。